Today we are up to Daf Dalet. We got to the very last two words on Gimel and Beis. Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. The Gemara has been quoting a number of statements in the name of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. The Gemara goes on to Dalet Amar Aleph, probably one of the most famous Dapim in Maseches Megillah. This first part isn't, but the rest of it ends up becoming much more famous. So the Gemara says, Lod ve'ono v'gei ha'charashim. These are three cities that were found in Binyamin, were Mukafos choma mimos Yishuv ben Nun. They were walled already from the times back of Yishuv ben Nun. That's a statement he said. So if you live in any of these cities, or if you're in that place on Purim, you would read on the 15th. So the Gemara says, is that really true? Vahani Yeshua bananihu? Did Yeshua really, he was the one who built these cities? Vaha Elfal. Didn't Elfal, wasn't he the one who built it? Dichsiv, as the Pasuk tells us, it's found in Divrei Yamim. It says, Ubnei Elpa'al Eiver Umisham Veshemed Hu Bana as Ono Vezlod Uvnosa. He built the cities of On and Lod and all its neighboring cities. So it was Elpal, it wasn't Yeshua bananihu. And you're right, you think Al-Paul built it? You thought Yeshua built it? It was really Asa. Really, Asa was the one who bana neu. He's the one who really built the city. As the Pasuk says, Dichsiv, and also another Pasuk in Divrei Yamin, this is Divrei Yamin Beis. It says, Vayiven, and there's some parentheses here, the Pasuk on the side tells us, that I'll read it on the side of the page here, Vayiven are mitzura b'yehuda ki shakta haaretz, v'ein imo milchama bashanam ha'elo ki heniach Hashem, lo. So what's going on in this pasuk here? Where do we see this at all? So Rashi explains, if you look at Rashi, Vayichazek Asa, it's around six lines down. Is that the right pasuk? It seems to be a bunch of issues which pasuk he's quoting here. So Rashi says, Eino b'chal b'chal mikra. This pasuk's not found anywhere in the pasukim. About mikra acher, there is another pasuk that says, Vayiven arim b'yehuda, and alpha got the honey lab in Yehuda, ninu b'minyamin hayu. We're talking about cities that are found in Binyamin. The pasuk that we're bringing now is referring to a city that are in Yehuda. What's going on? Very confusing here. So Rashi explains that Malchi Yehuda Moshe al Binyamin. We're talking about the Shevet Binyamin, the Chelik of Binyamin, but Yehuda, the kings came from Yehuda, like David and Melch came from Shevet Yehuda. They're the ones who are ruling over the cities of Binyamin. Umatzino, we find elsewhere, explained Rashi, Ba'asa, Sha'af Ari Binyamin Chizek, that Asa, one of the kings, had taken over Shevet Binyamin. Dichsiv, the pasuk says, Vayisu es Avne Harama ves Eitza Ashebana Ba'asha. So this third pasuk doesn't say anywhere clearly, it doesn't specify Lod and On, but it does speak generally about all the cities of Binyamin, that Asa had built these cities. In the end of the day, we have three different people who supposedly built these cities. It was Yeshua, it was Al-Paul, and it was Asa. So what's going on here? So the Gemara says, Amar Rebelazar, Hani Mukafos Choma Mimos Yeshua Nun Havu. They were really walled from the times of Yeshua. Charev Bimei Pilagish Begiva, the story of Pilagish Begiva, these cities were destroyed. The Asa Al-Paul, Bananu, then Al-Paul came along and built them. Hadar in full, then they fell. And then Asa Asa is the third king, and Shapsinu, he fixed them up. Dekanami, I bring you an exact riot from the Pasuk. It's very exact. As you read the Pasuk, Dechsid, the Pasuk that appears in Divrei Yamim Beis as well. It says, Vayomer Lihuda, Nivne es ha'arim ha'elu. Let's build these cities. Sounds like the cities were already built. They just got a little bit damaged. So that's the riot that these are pre-existing cities. Mechlal, as the Gemara says, what I just said, Mechlal, da'arim havu meikar, that these cities already existed, Shmamina. So that's the first statement, the first discussion of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi on today's daf. Then the Gemara says, a very famous line, Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, which makes this daf very famous, Noshim chayavos b'mikra Megillah, women are chayav b'mikra Megillah, why? She'af hein hayu b'osa neis, very simple line, they also were included in the mitzvah, in the neis rather, of Purim. So Rashi tells us ha'machlokis, what does it mean that they were included in the neis? So Rashi says, She'af hein hayu b'osa neis, She'af al noshim gazar haman lashmid l'harug l'abed, they were also under the decree to be destroyed, minar v'adzakin taf v'noshim, from the young to the old, from the little to the women, everyone was included in the gzera, that women were going to be destroyed and wiped out as well. So since they were also saved, they were included in the mitzvah and having to read Megillah. Tosos here and elsewhere in Erechin and Psachim argue. Tosos writes here, no, not because they were subject to the same decree of Haman, rather because they were the ikar, they were the catalyst of the mitzvah. When it comes to Purim, Esther was the one who was orchestrating the Nes of Purim. And when it comes to Pesach Mitzrayim, the Gemara in Pesachim, and rather the Gemara in Sota tells us that they were the ones who were taking out their husbands to the fields, and they were the tzidkanios, making sure they had more children. And when it came to the stories of Hanukkah, they were also the ones that were orchestrating the defeat. The Yael was defeating the armies of the Hashmonaim against the Greeks. So that's what it means, that they were orchestrating the Nes. Not that they were subject, that they were saved, saved, like the men were saved, they were the ones who were performing the Ikar Nes. That's Machlokas Rashi Tosos. But either way, they're chayiv in these mitzvahs because Av Heinayu, but also Hanes. Okay, says the Gemara, there's actually a very interesting Tosos here. We have a lot of time today, and we're halfway down the page. If you look at the Tosos, Dir Maschil Nashim, Tosos says Nashim, this way people catch up and find the Gemara while we do this Tosos here. Tosos writes, Nashim Chayavos B'mikum Megillah. Mikan Mashma, from here it indicates, Sha'Nashim Motzios Es Acher Yudei Mochavasan. That women have the same Chiv as men. So in theory, a woman could read the Megillah and be Motzi men as well. How do we know this? Midelo kamar l'shmo mikum Megillah. It doesn't say they have to hear it, they have to read it. So just like how are you and I, only one person reads the Megillah, how are we Yotzei? Shemei ka'oneh. By us listening, it's as if we're oneh, we're saying it. So women have the same chiv of kriya as we do. So since they have the same chiv of kriya, they could also do the kore, they could read it for us as well. That's the diak that Tosas makes. But hachanami, Tosas continues, that's implied in the Gemara in Erechin Daf Beis. The Kamar HaKol K'shem L'Kros HaMegillah. Everyone is able to read the Megillah. And what does the Gemara say there? Umasik, it concludes, HaKol K'shem L'Lasuye Mai L'Lasuye Noshim, that women are also Archaiv Mashma L'Hotzi Afila Noshim. Fascinating. Women could read the Megillah for men as well. So he asks Tosu, he says, wait a second, the Kasha, there's a Tosefta that says, Behedya, Tumtum, Ein Motzias Amino. Velo Shein Amino, a Tumtum, an individual, unclear what the gender is, on Jugnis, where it has both genders, they can be Motzias Amino, Ein Motzias Shein Amino. Upshita, it's obvious, Dilo Adifa Isha Man Jugnis. So the Tosefta says that an androgynous can be moti its same type, another androgynous, but it cannot be moti something that's not an androgynous. So it says from this Tosefta that a woman can be greater than an androgynous, which means a woman could only be moti its type, another woman, not men. That's the diak from the Tosefta against the initial Tosfos. The chayin pasku halachas gedolos. The Bahag, the Isha Motzia Mina Avalo Anashim. It could be Moti, its own type, another woman, but can't be Moti a man. So end up answering the Yeshlomar, the Saka Daitech, the Lo Yoel Kriyasan Afila Hotzi Anashim, Kamashma, the Chayim, Nakochayim, Bishmiya, Vavadim Nashim, Katanim. Okay, fine. He gets to the end there. Either way, there's a machlok is whether or not women are able to be Moti men or not Moti men. There's a big discussion in the Rishonim. If women can only be moti themselves and not men, why not? We have a chiv kriya, and they have a chiv kriya. Isn't it the same chiv? So they point out that their chiv is actually a chiv in shmiya, not a chiv in kriya. That's how some say. There's six different answers that the Rishonim point out what the nature of the woman's chiv is. So the simple one is that we're chiv in kriya, they're chiv in shmiya. Right, so it's lav dafka. But I think what Rav Soloveitchik adds, he says,
making a diet that it's shmiya. But you're saying...
Great question. You have to say the Gemara is lav dafka. That's what you have to say. No, it's fine. But I think Rav Soloveitchik says that the men's chiyuv is a kriya b'toras talmud Torah, I believe, and the women's chiyuv is a kriya not b'din talmud Torah, because they're pater in talmud Torah. It's just a din in kriya. So we have an additional chiyuv, kriya plus talmud Torah. That's why they cannot be motzias. I believe that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. Okay, let's go weiter. Everyone has the Gemaras. We're all good? Okay, fine. Halfway down the page now. The Gemara says, Amar Yishu ben Levi... Purim shechal lios b'Shabbos. If Purim falls out on Shabbos, shu'alin v'darshin b'inyano shayom. You darshin, you give a shir, you ask question and answers on that day on Shabbos instead of reading the Megillah. So Gemara says, my ear, your Purim. Why specifically Purim? This is a general concept. Afilu b'yomtiv nami. Every single yomtiv, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Chanukah, perhaps. D'tanya, Moshe tikan lehem liyisrael, sheyu sholom v'darshin b'inyano shayom, hilchos Pesach v'Pesach, hilchos atzeres v'atzeres, hilchos chag b'chag. There is halacha that Moshe said, on Pesach you learn about Pesach, on Shavuos you learn about Shavuos, and on Sukkos you learn about Sukkos. So what's he adding on? So he says, the Gemara explains, Purim itzerichle. That he had to add on, Purim wasn't mentioned in the initial Takana. Purim didn't exist in the times of Moshe Benu. Mal d'seima, you would have thought, Nigzar mishum deraba kamashlam. There's a gzer rabba which we didn't see yet in the Gemara. The rabba says you can't read the Megillah on Shabbos. Why not? There's a concern. Rabba says you might carry it in Rosh Hashanah. Because of that concern, look what Rashi writes. Rashi explains mishum deraba the gzer lekaman. I think it's Amun Beis the kriyas Megillah shema yavirenu Abrahamos b'Rosh Hashanah. Afkan gazu drasha atu kriya. There was a concern if we allowed a drasha of Purim to take place on Shabbos, that might lead a kriya of the Megillah on Shabbos, and that's going to lead to carrying on Shabbos. Kamashma, no.
The whole point of the drasha was because you couldn't do the kriya Because you're not allowed to read the Megillah on Shabbos. So instead of the Megillah reading, you move it on the drush.
Right, but there's a concern. Maybe they said they shouldn't even make a drush if the drush might lead to the Kriya, and the Kriya might lead to Hotzah. That's, again, it ended up being the drasha becomes in place of the Kriya. You're right, but maybe you shouldn't make that institution in the first place. And you cast the question, Ein Gozen Gzeira al Gzeira. I mean, you can't do initial Kriya because that's a Gzeira. So now giving a drasha is a Gzeira to another Gzeira. We have a concept, Ein Gozen Gzeira al Gzeira. Now, whenever you have that question, the simple answer is always, Kula Chada Gzeirahi. They made one institution, one Gzeira, and that initial Gzeira was no reading and perhaps no drasha either. That would have been the Havamina. Kamashman, that wasn't the suggestion. The Kriya was the only Gzera, but the Drasha was not only allowed, it was actually encouraged to do the Drasha in place of the Kriya.
Why does it say Afilu Yom Tov?
Ah, so that's Tosa on the bottom here. Tosa talks about this, I believe.
Yom Tov is more fashion than Purim, no? So it should be...
We'll get to an answer. We'll try to take all the questions afterwards. This way we can keep it moving. But let's look at the Tosfos on the bottom here just for a second here. Actually, we're not going to do the Tosfos. Let's go weiter. Fine. Gemara says now, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Chayv Adam Likro, says a Megillah Belaila, Ulishnosa Beyom. There's a chiyuv to read at nighttime like we do. And Lishnosa, unclear what that means at this point, but let's take it to mean to learn during the daytime. Shinemar, as the Pasuk says, Elokaya Krabi Yomam, Velo Sane, Velaila Lo Dumiyali. You're supposed to read at daytime, and at nighttime, don't be silent. So you're supposed to do some type of reading or learning at nighttime, at daytime as well. So Gemara says, Savar mine. So initially the understanding was, Limikre Belaila, to do a Kriya at nighttime, Ulimisne Masnitin, to learn the Mishnayos of Megillah, Didei Biyamama, in the daytime. That was the initial thought. Only one Megillah reading at nighttime and learning during the day. So Amar Lahu, Rabbi Yirmiyah says back to them, Lididi Mefarshi Limi, it was once explained to me that Rabbi Chiya Bar Ab explained, Kigon Dami Inchi, like people say, Avor, Passover, Parsha Sada, Vasna. Read the Parsha once and then read it a second time. The Lashon of Lishnosa could mean Shinantam, to learn. It could also mean second, Shinia, to repeat. So initially they thought what it meant to Lishnosa was to learn, and came along Rabbi Yirmiyah to say, it doesn't mean to learn, it means to repeat it. As it says again, Avar Parshas Ada V'Asna, that's a Aramaic for repeat it a second time. You always switch the tough, not always. Many times you switch the tough and the shin. So V'Asna ends up being V'Ashna, Shnia, a second time. You read it, repeat it a second time during the daytime, which of course is what we do. Itmar Nami was also said, Amar Bichal Bamar Ula Bira Chayiv Adam Likros Es HaMegillah Belaila. You have to read the Megillah at nighttime, Ula Shnos Bayom, and repeat it a second time during the day. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Lemani Zamercha Chavor V'lo Yidom Hashem Elokai Lilam Yod Odeka. Okay. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, where's this Rashi here? There we go. Oh, Yizamecha Kavod. He explains the last Rashi in the page here. Bayom, you sing the praise, the Kavod Bayom. But lo yidom belaila, but don't be silent at nighttime, the Pasuk says. By lo yidom, that's referring, even though it doesn't say Laila, it doesn't have to repeat daytime because we already said sing in daytime. So what's lo yidom? It must be referring to at nighttime, also don't be silent, meaning you should read at nighttime as well. Two dots, the Gemara says, Elisha Kfar Makdimim L'Yom HaKnisa. To remind ourselves of the Mishnah, we remember the Kfarim, the villagers, were able to read on Yom HaKnisa on a Monday or Thursday. And we explained what was the reason for this. Why were they allowed to read, even though, let's say, Purim was on Tuesday, or on Wednesday, they were able to read earlier. Why? So initially, the Gemara says, Amr Bichanina Chachamim Hekilu Al Kfarim. The Chachamim were very lenient on the Chachamim, on the Kfarim rather, on the villagers, Lios Makedimim Yom HaKnisa, to allow them to read earlier on Monday or Thursday, which is the Yom HaKnisa. That was the day everyone went to do to the Beis Din. They went to the Shuk. Why? Kidei sheyispaku mayim u'mazon lachem shebekrachim. In order that the villagers should be available on Purim day, they already fulfilled their chiyuv 2 days earlier, so now they're available to sell to the big city livers. So Gemara says, Lameimer, is this to suggest the takanta de krachim havu? It was for the benefit of the big city. So this way, I'm a villager, so I could come to sell them food and drink on their Purim. It was to benefit the city people. The Mishnah says, Chal yos b'sheni. Let's say it falls out on Monday. Purim is on Monday. Kfarim v'yaros gedolos. Both the villages and the big cities will read Korin bo b'yom on that day. So what's the problem? The Kfarim are going to be busy reading the Megillah on Monday morning, and no one's going to be available to sell to the city people. Vim Yisav, it's really true, it's for the benefit of the Krachim. Likadmu Liyom HaKnisa, let the villagers go from Monday, read it all the way back on Thursday before, in order for them to be available Monday morning and sell food to the Kroskim. So the Gemara says it can't be. There's a technical problem. You can't go from Monday to Thursday because Monday is 14. So doing some quick math, so Sunday is 13, Shabbos is 12, Friday is 11, Thursday is 10, and we learned in the Mishnah of Lo Yavor, the Pasuk says, you can't ever read earlier. Havalu Asara Vasara Lo Tikna Rabbanim. You're not allowed to read any day earlier than the 11th. Thursday ends up being the 10th. For technical reasons, you can't go back. Okay, let's suggest the other way.
But that's only because they're metaken the 11th.
Based on what we learned in Bezim and Aleph, it's a special takana that Yud Aleph was built into the Pesukim. Tenth wasn't built into the Pesukim. There was no heter.
Because of the takana of the Sipuk?
They
made it 11?
No, part of it goes back to Bezim and Aleph, but only 11 works. 12, 10 does not work. But I said Lo Yavor was incorrect. Lo Yavor, you can't read after the 15th. Uh-huh. But the 11th, the Pesukim allowed the 11th to work, not the 10th. So the Gemara says, okay, what about Toshma? Let's say Chal Lios Bechamishi. The 14th falls out on a Thursday. So the halacha is, the Mishnah said, Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos, the villagers and the big city dwellers, would read Korin Babayom on the Thursday, the 14th. Vim Isa, if it's really true, it's for the benefit of the city dwellers. Lekadmul Yom HaKnisa, let the villagers read on Monday, which is Achadasar, which is within the range of when you're allowed to read the Megillah. Gemara says, another technical reason is a klal miyom haknisa, liyom haknisa lo dachinan. We don't go from one yom haknisa to another yom haknisa. We don't go from a Thursday to a Monday, technical reasons. And right now we're still holding that the whole reason why the villagers in general are allowed to read earlier is to benefit the city dwellers. So then the Gemara says, Tashma, they bring a raya from Mishnah later on. Amar Yehuda, Amasai, when is this true? That the villagers read on Mondays and Thursdays? It's only b'makom, in a situation, a place, she'nichnasin b'sheni u'b'chamishi, if they have such a custom to come in on Mondays and Thursdays. B'makom, she'nichnasin b'sheni u'b'chamishi. If it's a situation where villagers do not come in on Mondays and Thursdays, they're a very self-independent city or village. Ein kon osa el bezmana. They're only allowed to come in on whatever day of the week Purim falls out on. Now, visakadaitach takanta dir krochenhi, if it was for the benefit of the big city dwellers, mishum dey nechnasin b'sheni b'chamishi, mifsidu l'krochem, because the villagers don't schlep in on Mondays and Thursdays in general, we're going to make the krochem lose out. We should have the villagers come in on some other day, on a Sunday, let's say, knock out their chiv, and be available the next day to sell to the krochem. So clearly it's not for the benefit of the krochem. So why in the world did the chachamim allow the kfarim to read on a Yom HaKnisa? Again, if Purim falls out on Tuesday or Wednesday or Friday, we allow the Kfarim to read on Mondays and Thursdays, even though it's not actually Purim. What was the reason? Says the Gemara, Lo Tema, don't say Kidei Shiyispiku Mayim Muslim. Don't say in order for them to be available to provide Yispiku, to provide drink, water, and food for the Krachim. That's not the reason. It wasn't for the Krachim. Ella Ema say, let's change it around a little bit. Since the villagers are the ones providing food, the people working in the big city, who's going to feed them? They're busy making money, but no one's feeding them. So the villagers come and they give them the food. They're working hard all day on the farms. They bring them food. Since they work so hard for the sake of the krachim, we gave them an added benefit. You know what? You guys don't have to come in three times during the week. You come in Mondays and Thursdays as it is. It's enough. Don't come in a third day. For that reason, they said it's enough to come on the Yom HaKnisa, even though it's not necessarily Yud Dalet. It's for their own benefit, for the benefit of the Kfarim. That's the Gemara concludes. Okay, the Gemara now says, two dots, Ketzad Chal Yos B'Sheni B'Shabbos, quoting from the Mishnah, if it falls out on the Monday, the Kfarim Vayaris Gedolos, Kfarim Babayom V'Chule. Okay, so what's the question? The Gemara wants to know, Maishna Resha Denoket Sidur Di Yircha. Why in the beginning of the Mishnah, if you turn back to the first Mishnah for a second, the beginning of the Masechta, it started saying, Nikres b'yud aleph, yud beis, yud gimel, yud aleph, tesvav. It was going in order of the Yerach, the order of the month. That was the initial order. And then Mishnah Sefer, why when it started going through the Sefer, each different scenario, Noket Sidur Diyome, it started going in order of the days of the week, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. Why did it change from days of the month to days of the week? That's the Shiloh the Gemara wants to know. So the Gemara explains, very simple reason, because Aidi Dimishab Chelei Noket Sidur Diyomim. Because if you go in order of 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, so you're trying to just do the simple math and calculation, it gets confusing. The 11th happens when Purim falls out on a Monday, so then rather on a Sunday, so then they'll read on a Thursday. Now, when does the 12th work out? So then if it falls out on a Shabbos, then you read on Thursday, the Thursday is the 12th. You're working backwards. Sunday, Shabbos, Friday, Thursday, Wednesday. That's how you do the math. That gets very confusing to work backwards now. So they wanted to work forward, so they said, if it falls out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, much easier to remember. And Rashi points this all out because the whole idea of Mishnayos was to remember, it had to be memorized before it's put down on paper. So they had to make it easy to remember. So they had to make the girsa. That's why many say, not many, Tosfos Yontov says, you know why they have many times chesur mechseras? The Mishnah has something, and then you read it, it doesn't make any sense. And the Gemara says, because something very important is missing, a chesur mechsera. And they add something to make everything make sense. Why did they add that? And why was it missing in the first place? Why didn't they write it correctly? So Tosfos Yontov says, in order for them to remember, the Mishnayos, the end of Megillah, we're going to see Mirtz Hashem in 29 days from today, the last Tosfos in the Meida, second to last Tosfos in the Masechta, says that the Gemara says that you're supposed to sing. Torah is supposed to be sung. Why? So Tosa says they used to sing Mishnayos to memorize the Mishnayos. So the Mishnayos, the text, they had to be, the lyrics had to be poetic and rhythmic. So they had certain things they left out because otherwise it would mess up the symmetry of the Mishnayos and the text to memorize it. So here too also, in order for them to memorize it, it had to be make a certain order, a certain process from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, help them remember. Okay, two doubts. Gemara says, Chal Dios Be'er Shabbos. Okay, now this remaining part of the daf, well, most of the daf, is going to be very, very confusing. Not hard to understand, but you have to follow in slowly. I'll try to go slow here. It's a lot of cheshbonos here. So just bear with me. We'll take it. I'll try to take it slow. I get excited. I'll try to keep it slow. Okay, the Gemara says as follows. Masnisin, money. Who authored our Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph? E-Rebbe Yossi. Either Rebbe authored it or Rebbe Yossi authored it. So my, who are these? Who's Rebbe Yossi? Rebbe, my Rebbe, what? Who's Rebbe? The Tanya, the Brisa says, Chal Lios Be'er Shabbos, if Purim falls out on a Friday, Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Makdimim Liyom HaKnisa, they read on Thursday, Umokpen Choma Korin Bobayom, and the walled cities read on Friday, which happens to be the 14th, but the Kfarim and Vayaros Gedolos read on Thursday the 13th. Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, Rebbe always says Omer Ani. This is the Rav Yosef Engel explains what's the lashon of Omer Ani. He quotes Kedarko tens of places where Rebbe says Omer Ani. Why? Omer Ani was a very humble way of speaking. Alanis Daiti, I think. I don't know if I'm correct, but I have my humble opinion. I think this is what might be pshat. So Omer Ani was a lashon of Anivas. So Rebbe says Omer Ani. I think maybe pshat should be is Lo Yidchu Ayaros Mimkomam. Doesn't make sense. If Purim falls out on Friday, the 14th is on Friday, why would we make the big cities move to Thursday on the 13th? That's not their right day. Ella, he says, Elu ve'elu korin bobayom. Both the big cities and the walled cities read on Friday, the same day, the 14th. Because the walled cities can't read on Shabbos, the 15th, because it's Shabbos. So they'll stay on the 14th. But it's okay to have the unwalled cities and the walled cities read on the same day. So that's just to hopefully summarize that. Everybody agrees that in this situation, that the Kfarim are on Thursday, the 13th, and everybody agrees the walled cities is on Friday, the 14th. The debate is, where are the unwalled cities going? The first opinion, the Tanakhama, felt that it should go with the Kfarim on Thursday, on the 13th, and Rebbe thinks it should remain on the 14th, even though it's going to be coupled with the walled cities. That's the debate. So the Gemara says, my time of the Tanakhama. Why the Tanakhama thinks to remove, to uproot the walled city, rather the unwalled city, from Friday the 14th to Thursday the 13th. Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says, b'chol shana v'shana, every year. Ma kol shana v'shana, just like every single year, ayaros kodmos limokven, that the unwalled cities would read the day earlier than the walled cities. Afkan, so to hear, says the Tanakhama, ayaros kodmos limokven, the unwalled cities have to read a day before. That's why we moved it up until Thursday. So Gemara says, why are you making that conclusion? Ema, maybe you should say, B'chol shana v'shana, ma kol shana v'shana, just like every single year, ein nidchin ayaris mimkomam, the unwalled cities always read on the 14th, no matter which day of the week it is. So afkan, so to hear, lo yitchu ayaris mimkomam. You shouldn't have the unwalled cities be removed, uprooted from its place. Let it remain on Friday. Why didn't he make that drush and just leave the unwalled cities on Friday? So he explained, the Gemara explained, shani hacha, here's different, delefsher, because it's not possible. Because then you end up having that the unwalled cities are reading on the same day the walled cities. So he chose, rather move it. There's going to be one, you have to make some change. It's a low effort. So either you're going to have unwalled cities read on the same day as the walled cities, or you're going to have to uproot the unwalled cities to a different day. There's going to be a negative either way you choose, so the Tanakhama chose rather to uproot the unwalled city to the... Wait, which way? Did I say the right way? Rather to... To uproot it to Thursday, right.
What does it mean, any Nidach and Ayaris Mirukhamun? It is Nidach if it falls on Shabbos, no?
But Shabbos is a different situation. That's if it has to be. Here it doesn't have to be. Here you're allowed to read it on Friday.
Ein Nidach and Ayaris Mirukhamun.
We don't do it.
Never.
We never do it. But if Shabbos, then that's not us. That's already a takana that exists from Rabba.
Rabba is not a part of we.
Rabba made a do. He made a new gzera. Okay, let's go weiter. Rebbe. So what's the reason for Rebbe? Rebbe again held that the unwalled city should stay on Friday and read on the same day as the walled city in this situation. Rebbe, my timer. Because it says the same pasuk he uses b'chol shana v'shana, ma kol shana v'shana. Just like every single year, ein ayaros nidchem nimkomam, the unwalled cities are never moved, other than Shabbos. I'll grant you that. Afkan lo yitzchu ayaros here to nimkomam. Here too also, we shouldn't move the unwalled cities to a different day. So the Gemara asks, why not learn like Rabbanan? Why not learn like the Tanakhama ve'ema and say b'chol shana v'shana, ma kol shana v'shana? Just like every single year, ayaros kodmos. Kodmos lemokrim, the unwalled cities read before the walled cities. Afkan nami ayaros kodmos lemokrim. So to hear, the unwalled cities should read a day beforehand and have it go to Thursday. Why not? Why doesn't Rabbi say that? He gives the same answer. Shiny hachadil efshar. It's impossible. You have to make a decision. You're not going to have a, this year, when it falls out on Friday, you're not going to have a great situation. So that Rabbi chose this way, Tanakhama chose the other way. Either way, we see from Rebbe, this position is exactly what our Mishnah said, that if it falls out on Erev Shabbos, if Purim is on Erev Shabbos, the unwalled cities and the walled cities both read on Friday. So Rebbe could possibly be our author. Then the Gemara says, what about Rebbe Yossi? My Rebbe Yossi, we suggested Rebbe Yossi could also be our author. What does he hold? The Tanya, the Braisa tells us, Chal Yos Be'er Shabbos, if Purim falls out on Friday, Mokrin ukfarim makadimim liyom haknisi. Knisa, fascinating. The walled city now, along with the villagers, is being moved to Thursday, the 13th. So the wall should really be on Shabbat the 15th. We can't read on the 15th. It goes back to the Thursday on the 13th, which is before, actually, the unwalled city. That's according to the Tanakhama. Uvayarot gedolos, the unwalled cities, korn bobayom, they remain on Friday the 14th. Rebbe Yossi comes along and says, Omer, Ein mokrin kodmin layaros. The walled cities can never read prior to the unwalled cities. Elo elu ve'elu korim b'vayom. He's happy with them reading on the same day. Just can't be earlier, but the same day is okay. So my time at the Tanakhama. Why did Tanakhama think that the walled city should go all the way back to the 13th? The Tanakhama, dechsiv b'chol shana v'shana. Ma kol shana v'shana, just like every single year, ayaros bar basar. Uzmano shazeh, lozmano shazeh. The unwalled cities and the walled cities never read on the same day. Afkan, ayaros bar basar, uzmano shazeh, lozmano shazeh. We'll keep the unwalled cities on the 14th Friday, and the unwalled cities can't be on Shabbos. Well, it can't be on Friday because they can't be the same day, so it has to therefore be on Thursday, the 13th. So the Gemara asks, why not learn like Rebbe Yossi? Eima b'chol shana v'shana. Ma kol shana v'shana, just like every single year, Ein mokvin kodmin layaros. Every single year, walled cities do not read prior to unwalled cities. Afkan, so to hear, Ein mokvin kodmos layaros. We should apply the same din, that walled cities should not read prior to unwalled cities. So Gemara says, Shaini hachatul efshar. Again, the same situation. When Purim falls out on Friday, we're going to be stuck in some direction, so it's impossible. So now what's the reason of Rabbi Yossi? My time at Rabbi Yossi. B'chol shana v'shana. Same pasuk again. Ma kol shana v'shana. Just like every single year. Ein mokvin kodmin layaros. That the walled cities are not prior to the unwalled cities. Afkan ein mokvin kodmin layaros. So too the walled cities cannot read on the Thursday prior to the unwalled cities. Rather, they should be reading on the same day on Friday the 14th. Ema, maybe you should learn like the Tanakhama, b'chol shana v'shana, ma kol shana v'shana, just like every single year, zmano shazeh, lo zmano shazeh, they have to be on different days, they can't both be on Friday, afkan, zmano shazeh, lo zmano shazeh, says the Gemara again, shiny hacha, dilo efshar. So those are four different pshatim, but really Rebbe or Yossi say the same thing, they're just coming from different directions, but Rebbe or Yossi, either one, could be the author of our Mishnah, that again, if Purim falls out on Friday, the unwalled cities and walled cities both read on Friday the 14th, and the Kfarim read on Thursday the 13th. Okay, not too bad. Gemara wants to know now, Vesava Rebbe Ayaros Lo Dachina Liyom Aknisa. Is it really true Rebbe holds that when the, this is your question by the way, your question of Shabbos. Rebbe says, is it true that you never push off the unwalled cities? If the unwalled cities fall out on Friday, he says it has to be on Friday because you could never be Docha the unwalled cities day. What do you mean? Ma'atani, the Baraita tells us, Chal Yos B'Shabbos, Kfarim Makdimim Liyom Aknisa, Vayaros Gedolos, Kfarim Erev Shabbos, Umoklos Chomel Lamachar. If it falls out on Shabbos, so then the Kfarim read on Thursday, and the unwalled cities read on Friday, and the walled cities read the next day on Sunday. But comes along Rebbe Omer, Rebbe himself says, Omerani, I think, Hol V'Nidchu, Ayaros Mimkomam, once they're being pushed off from their actual day, because the 14th is on Shabbos, Yidchu Liyom HaKnisa, they should be pushed back, not to Friday, but to Yom HaKnisa.
Why
does he say that's what he said? That's Shita. So what wants to know is we see that sometimes you do have the Ayaros Gedolos are being pushed back to Yom HaKnisa. In other words, when it falls out on Shabbos. So Gemara says, wait a second. Hachi Hashu, let's understand this for a second. It's a very simple solution. Hosam is Manam Shabbosi. There, in the case that we just brought the Brisa, where the real time is on Shabbos, v'ho, and you can't read on Shabbos, hol v'nidchu yidchu. So once it gets pushed off, you can push off to Yom HaKnisa. Because you're not getting the right day anyways, so go to the Yom HaKnisa. But Hach, in our case, we're talking about Zmanim Erev Shabbos, so why would you push it off? Let it stay on Erev Shabbos.
What's the benefit of pushing Ayaros? Ayaros are big, no? If it's Kfarim,
because it doesn't make sense that the Ayaros Gedolos is reading on Friday and the Kfarim reading on Thursday. It's not the right day anyways, no.
Because then the Kfarim could supply the Ayaros.
That wasn't the reason for it, man. That we rejected that reason. That wasn't the reason.
But it would still help.
We didn't care for that. We didn't really care for that. The very fact we don't care for it, the Mondays and Thursdays, when the right day, the Kfarim are not available anyways.
Maybe it's because of convenience, not having the Suda.
Gemara rejects that reason.
No, but so, Stam Yom HaKnisa for no reason?
Then this way they all read together.
It's just not Erev Shabbos.
That's it.
It's Erev Shabbos, so if you're going to push it off and it's not the right time anyway, why do it on Friday? When
I'm not sure if they bring that reason in. Let's see. It makes sense.
Really choose Yom HaKnisa?
No, because the Kfarim can only read on Yom HaKnisa. So it makes sense. Everyone in Berova Amad is Melech. Okay, quickly looking, I'm not seeing anything. Who addresses this question? Maybe in the back they do. Let's go weiter. Gemara says, come on, Azla, Hadamar Rebbe Chalba, Amar Rebbe Huna. This following statement, who do they hold like? Which says what? Purim Shechalios B'Shabbos, Hakol Nidchen Yom HaKnisa. Everyone says all the days get pushed off to Yom HaKnisa. Hakol Nidchen Tagadaitach, all them? All the people read? V'ha ika mokvin davdi lamachar. What do you mean? The 14th is on Shabbos. Why are you pushing off the walled cities? They're going to read on Sunday, which is the 15th. It can't be a kol nitchan that everyone pushes off to Yom HaKnisa. Ella kol hanitchan, those who get pushed off, namely Ayaros Gedolos and Kfarim, yitchu liyom HaKnisa. They should be pushed off to Yom HaKnisa. Who does this statement go like? It goes like, Kiman Kerevi, who holds, once it's pushed off, you push it all the way back to Yom HaKnisa. In other words, when the 14th falls out on Shabbos, everyone reads on Thursday, which again I think is because of Rovam Hajjus Melech. Mara says now, the question we've been, we knew the answer ready to, but we haven't seen it addressed just yet. To Chuli Alma, everybody agrees, everyone's in agreement. Megillah b'Shabbos, lo karinam. Everybody agrees you do not read Megillah on Shabbos. My time, and what's the reason? So Amar Rabba, very famous statement. Rabba says, "Hakol chayav b'kriyas Megillah." Everyone, you and I, women, children, all have to read the Megillah. Veina kol b'kin b'mirka Megillah. But all of us, many of us, don't know how to read the Megillah. What's going to happen is a gezeira shema yit lena biyada v'yelech et abaki l'lmod. I'm going to take my Megillah to visit a baki and to learn how to read Megillah, or may he read the Megillah for me. V'yavirenu Abrahamos b'rishus harabim, and I'm going to walk over pass through a place that's rishus harabim, either 16 amos wide or 600,000 people, whatever definition you use for rishus harabim. I'm going to violate an issur deraisa of carrying on Shabbos without an eruv. V'hayna taima the shofar, and that's why we don't blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah when it falls out on Shabbos, because I might need to carry my shofar to a chacham to blow for me. Or v'hayna taima de lulav, that's the same reason why we don't carry lulav either on Shabbos, because we're concerned I might carry it outside Birshus HaRabim. Comes along Rav Yosef, now Rav Yosef says, Amar, you know why? That's not the reason. You always thought about Rabba's famous reason of Gzei Roshema. It's not because of that. Rav Yosef, who was always a bar plukta of Rabba, the reason why we don't read Megillah on Shabbos is Mipnei She'eneim Shel Aniyim Nesuos B'Mirka Megillah. This we suggested earlier in that Beis Amin Aleph, because the Aniyim are anticipating, they're looking forward to the Megillah. Why? Because they get Matanos Lev Yonim. On Shabbos, of course, you can't give out money, it's Muksa. So what's going to happen? They're going to be so disappointed if they don't get their money, so therefore we push off to during a week. Tani Nami Hachi, the Brisa says the same idea. Even though we say that the villagers can read to a Monday or Thursday, Govin Babayom, they collect on that very day. What does that mean, that very day? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, the bottom, the second to last Rashi, Govin Babayom, Shemakdimim Bo Likros, Govin Hagabayim, Matano Savyonim, Umechalkin Lanim. So when they read earlier, it sounds like they're actually going to collect money on the earlier day, Umechalkin Babayom, and they also give out. Because I guess the people who are coming, I guess in the big city, they see that the villagers are coming in to read the Megillah. They get all excited. So once the villagers are there, they start giving out Matanos Lev Yonim to the Gabayim, and the Gabayim give them out to the Aniyim. And Afapi Shamru, right, so Gemara says Afapi Shamru? Even though they said, what does that mean? Adarabba. Mishum Damru. It should be because since they said the Kfar read earlier, that's why we give it out. What's the word Afapi doing there? Ella. So what it should say is, since we allow the villagers to read on the Yom HaKnisa, we collect on that day and we give out on that day, because they're always anticipating, they're always looking forward to the Mikra Megillah in order for them to collect their Matanos Lev Yonim. Aval, that's all when it comes true to the Megillah, when it comes to the Matanos Lev Yonim. But when it comes to the Simcha, we'll go to the top line of Haman Aleph, when it comes to Simcha, which Rashi says means Shel Maichel Mishta. When it comes to the Suda, Eino Noheges El Bezmana. They only are knowing to eat the Suda on the 14th, whether it's the Tuesday or Wednesday. The only thing that you're allowed to do earlier is the Mikra Megillah and the Matanos Lev Yonim. But all the Sudas and Lechora, also Shalach Manos, which has to do with the Suda, Lechora, that should also only take place on the 14th. Okay.
What does that also mean, Shabbos?
Say again, on Shabbos?